Thank you, John. We'll call the meeting of the Pacifica National Finance Committee to order, and I'll call the roll. Alberto Loera? Alberto?
Present.
Sherry Gendelman?
Present.
Brian Seekert?
Here.
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Summer Reed?
Here.
Jamie Ross? Jamie, are you here? I thought I heard you earlier. R. Paul?
Mark, here.
Nicole Sawaya?
Present.
Mike Martin's here. Zakiya Free? Jamie, were you here? Okay, we have quorum. And there is a, you all had circulated to you the agenda, and in talking about this agenda, I think from looking at these budgets, from listening to the national staff, we're going to have to, who just joined us?
Ifeah.
Okay, Ifeah, good. In looking at these budgets, we're going to have to move into executive session to have these discussions. But before we do that, I wanted to talk to you all on the committee about our scheduling and the course of how we approach this work task in the most efficient and most effective way. And I'd like to hear from the members of the committee on their thoughts with regard to this. We have three current budgets that are in draft form pending before NSC right now. We have KPFT, we have KPFA, and I think we have a draft of a national office budget. And my question is, how much can we do in a single meeting? And what are the thoughts of the committee members about how we should marshal this budgetary work? Should we, for example, try one or perhaps two budgets in a single meeting, or a single budget in a meeting, and just meet every week and until we get all of the budgets fully scrutinized? Or can we do more? And my specific concern here is that we are effective in our work, not just that we do it, but that we do it efficiently and effectively, and that we give the proper scrutiny to each unitary budget, and fall in on a timeline that gets us to before the next PNB national meeting. What are the thoughts from the committee members on how we should best address this?
Mike, can I speak? This is Nicole.
Nicole, yeah, go ahead. I think that's appropriate for you to speak first, since you're kind of throwing all this at us, Nicole.
I think we have to think of it in terms of what is the most urgent to look at that dovetails into our current situation, what are the limits, and what will influence short-term contingency. And I hope we prioritize short-term contingency, which to me is folded into, for example, the National Office 09 budget. And then I sent out the two contingency plans for the for KPFK, which bleeds into their 09 budget, and also then the WBAI contingency plan. So those are the critical areas that...
I didn't mean to include discussion of the contingency, because that's another big item that probably
right.
has to come first.
As far as T and K goes, what we're looking at, you know, is the listener support. I mean, we look at everything. But bringing it back to the national office budget, you know, as far as vetting the 09 or approving that, and I don't really know what the system is yet, how you actually approve. But, you know, you have to remember that the basis of support from the national office in 09 is going to be the central services. So we have to continue to harken back to that when we talk about the national office budget. So I think that's one of the first budgets to be looked at, especially since,
well,
you know, timeline.
Well, do you think that, obviously, and I didn't mean to exclude contingency, but in terms of an orderly and thorough look at things, that we start with contingency discussions tonight in executive session, and we had discussed, and I can't remember whether you were at that meeting, our desire on the committee start with the national office, understanding that, you know, part of the national office budget is constructed from general services, but that we wanted to look at the issue of duplication between the units, and we wanted to start with NO first, and I don't think there was any objection at that point. Would it be all right from your standpoint if we started with contingency and national office, see how far we get, and then perhaps discuss if we get that far and then more some, great, but if not, then we put ourselves in a position to meet within the next week to continue the review of the budgets, which is probably going to be a continuing discussion of contingency as well. That sounds...
It would be the most helpful. I think that would be the most helpful.
What is
because we have other decisions.
Other city,
you know, there are all of these other decisions.
Anybody else have a thought? Take it by your silence.
Mark,
I heard somebody. Who was that?
Mark Paul? Speaking of efficiency, there's a Yahoo group for the NFC, which is pre-existing. And I think we should start using that because it will help, I think, if we can put documents, for instance, in one place, we can go look at them. And it will also make it easier, I think, for people to send and receive emails if we all know that it's going to have one header on it. And we don't have to look through our inbox and pick among the spam bits to find NFC.
Well, I hope you're not ranking my emails as spam, R. Paul, but I get your point.
Okay.
How about, to save time, how about you and I visit about that first thing? I'm actually in Missouri today, on Thursday, and perhaps we could set that up because the technical challenges, kind of exceed my capabilities with regard to that. Maybe
okay.
you and I could do that
I'll
together.
How to deal with it in 10 minutes, probably.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, how about we talk about that on Thursday when
sure.
I get back in
the office?
And Sherry on the stack.
Sherry.
And Summer on the stack.
Sherry, then Summer.
Okay, and when we're in executive session, I do have a priority. So just a heads up on that in terms of how to proceed.
Brian here.
Okay. Summer and then Brian.
Okay, just I don't technically know anything about how these groups work. So if there's some change and we'll no longer be receiving things in our email, then... at least send us an email to tell us what we're supposed to do, okay? Because I'm just not familiar with using groups, really. So, and the okay, thank you. Yeah, because at least I know how my email works. And the other thing is, you know, I'm just throwing this out there before we set something in stone. I'm fundamentally opposed to having weekly meetings. I find the amount of time necessary on both the local and national levels that, you know, every 2 weeks is sufficiently burdensome from my perspective because I actually have to earn a living and stuff, and I really don't want this to turn into a weekly meeting because we have things
well,
to local
I mean,
level.
Well, let me respond to that. I'm completely in full agreement with you. At the same time, and we talked about this at the beginning of the year, we get to a point in budget drafting, what I'd like to call markup, which is going to be this phase of the budget where we've got to get it done before the national meeting in September. And it may be that we have to do that. And I'll tell you what, I'll make a deal with you. If we have to do that, then we'll put the NFC on vacation for a while after that.
okay.
You know, there's got to be a trade. You can't, because we would be obviously doing this out of
Jamie's here.
NFC.
Hi, Jamie.
Okay. Thank you.
Brian.
You know, Mike, we could spend time talking about what order to put these things in, or we could just hit the agenda you sent out. I think we got to get to everything on it, so why don't we see how far we can get today, then schedule our next meeting.
Okay. I kind of wanted to try to schedule the next meeting in public session. That's why I was starting with this. Jamie, did you have something?
Yeah, you know, you put my thing on the agenda for this evening. Actually, it turns out I'm actually on vacation, and I can't email stuff, and plus... There is a draft budget for BAI, which I guess would come up on the next meeting, so it might be better to fold that into that item
we'll
then.
We'll carry that item.
So
all right.
We can, you know, put that off. Thanks.
Well, I suppose that I can just post it. I don't guess we have to have a discussion in public about when we meet next. I suppose we can defer that, but keep those ideas on your mind, and let's get to work. I think we, with all deference to our friends in the public who may be listening, the issues on the budget deal with staff, particular staff-sensitive issues, which we are required by law to conduct in executive session. So there won't be much discussion in public session because that's just the way we have to do it. So my suggestion is that if we go ahead and adjourn into executive session and get to work. There's no objection. Hearing none, and does everyone have the executive session number?
No.
Don't read it over the phone.
Don't read it over the phone. That sounded like an idea.
No, I don't think it. Is it the number that was sent out earlier?
I'll send it out again right now.
Okay, Sherry's been sending out the number, so look for an email from Sherry. And if you don't...
That's the bottom of the email that she sent out.
Right, it's at the bottom. You got to go to the very bottom of the second email.
I'll put it on the top, all right?
Okay.
Is this the same executive code that was listed on the agenda you sent out a couple of
days
ago?
No.
No, those codes are all bad. Those codes are any good.
Mike is bad.
Jerry has sent out a new one.
John,
and give me your phone number,
John,
and when we hang up, I'll call you and give it to you since you're on vacation.
Okay. John knows what it is. Could John call me up?
John doesn't know what the executive session code is.
Oh, okay. Okay, my number is 845.
Uh-oh.
248.
Uh-oh. 055.
Thanks.
Okay. All right, so let's go off the call and go back into executive session.